USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers everything that Democrats and Republicans agree on.
Bank that progress, make law, take a whole lot of pressure off struggling people, and then keep debating the areas where we don't agree.
The Kentucky Republican opening the Senate on Thursday, again accusing Democrats of holding things up by asking for too much. Regarding a new stimulus plan, President Trump thinks a deal is within reach.
I want it to happen, and I believe that they're getting very close to a deal.
The president asked if he'd support a new coronavirus stimulus package that's being negotiated.
I will.
President Trump awarding legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom at the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and New Jersey all have issued mask mandates to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. One state where you will not find a mask mandate is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis also pledging to not shut down his state. He tells Fox News,
all businesses are open. We've had things like theme parks, beaches open for months and months. We have schools open, all K through 12 school districts, private schools, charter schools. We have sporting events. And my view is that everybody's essential. Who's government to say that your job is not essential? I think it is essential. I think some of the stuff in March and April didn't work. I think you have to let people earn a living.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all have said they would get vaccinated with the new COVID-19 vaccine as a way to boost public confidence in any upcoming vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A once-in-a-lifetime event will light up the December sky later this month.
The night of December 21st will be Earth's first chance in 8 centuries to witness what's been called the Christmas Star. On the winter solstice this month, Jupiter and Saturn will be extremely close together from the Earth's vantage point, creating a point of light that's been dubbed the Christmas Star or the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers say that the occurrence happens every 20 years or so, but that the two planets won't have been this close together since the 13th century. In order to see the Star of Bethlehem, stargazers here in North America just need to look to the southwest about 45 minutes after sunset. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 48th annual March for Life is still scheduled to occur despite the coronavirus pandemic. The march, scheduled to take place January 29, 2021 on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., will look different. The D.C. government might require March for Life participants to wear masks and undergo a temperature check, as they did with a Get Your Knee Off Our Necks rally held on August 28th. Normally attended by tens of thousands of pro-life demonstrators from all over the country, it's unknown how many people will attend the rally this year during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, it was back on this date in 1947 when a streetcar named Desire opens on Broadway. The show would run more than 800 performances and turn Marlon Brando into an overnight star. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.